Just had Veterans Day this past weekend. We honored the Marines with their anniversary as well. So we've had a lot of talk about the military. But do many people know that 20 veterans die every day from suicide in the United States? And we have some folks here that can help us maybe understand that statistic and what we can do to maybe help those. As the saying goes, be there for veterans is the name of this cause. We have with us Dr. David Huff, who is with he's a neuroscience with the Janssen Research and Development, also a Johnson & Johnson company, and Keita Franklin, who is with the VA Suicide Prevention Program. Thanks for joining us, Doctor. If we could start with you, why is it such a large number a day of veterans committing suicide? What is happening here?
Well, thank you for having me. That's a great question, and it's a very complicated one. There's multiple reasons why veterans are at high risk for suicide. I think if you think about the fact that veterans are subject to multiple deployments in combat zones, sometimes exposed to combat. This predisposes them then to post-traumatic stress disorder, major depression, sometimes even substance abuse and traumatic brain injury, and these are associated with a higher risk of suicide. But it's not that quite simple and straightforward, because we know that even service members who are not deployed are at higher risk for suicide. So we're still looking at all the causes. In addition, sometimes when service members are released from the service and they transition back to civilian community, they don't often reconnect. They have that loss of social support, and these can also be risk factors.
What is being done or what can be done to help these veterans?
Thank you so much for having me. I think that's also a critical question and would love to push that information out more broadly. This idea of knowing the symptoms that Dr. Huff just spoke about is one of the most important things, is just sort of know who might be struggling and then be there for them. Just as the campaign describes in its most simplest form, we want people to reach out to people, particularly when veterans can reach out to other veterans. We know that that's helpful when veterans know that someone has been there before. They are more likely to get help from a peer or a family member before they're perhaps willing to go in for medical care. But there's just so many things that you can do. Whether it's reach out to a friend in need, whether it's invite somebody over for dinner, have a cup of coffee with somebody. I mean, we tend to think that there are medical solutions to every part of this problem, and that's not always the case. There's a host of things that everyday people can do, and we like to say in the VA that preventing suicide is everybody's business.
Your Be There for Veterans campaign also has got a hold of Tom Hanks. He's done a lot of military, space type of, military type of movies and involved in that. Tell me a little bit about that campaign and about this PSA.
Sure. Tom Hanks has been a longtime supporter of veterans and service members alike. And Johnson & Johnson felt like it was its responsibility to do something about this public health risk of suicide in our veterans. And we reached out and have this collaborative cooperation and partnership with the Veterans Administration to try to raise awareness about suicide prevention and also reduce the stigma around mental illness.
Do we know if this suicide, when you look at this thing, is it older veterans? It's somebody near the, or is it somebody who's recently returned? What's sort of the circumstances or the triggers that really occur at this situation?
Over 65% of our veteran deaths by suicide are in the population of age 50 and over. And so traditionally it's white men over age 50. And that's also an interesting statistic, because it's similar across the nation. When you look at the data for the civilian population, age 55 and older are the highest risk population group. That doesn't mean that we don't have completed suicides for folks that fall into a younger category, but when you're trying to look at the issue more broadly, if 65% are over the age of 50, we know that that's not often our service members that are just coming in and doing 4 years and coming out of the military. So at the same time, we try to apply broad solution sets across all areas. And so certainly getting after the issue with these unique demographics in mind, but also approaching it from a universal perspective as well, and trying to reach out to everybody that might be in need or that might interact with somebody in need.
When it seems to be something of a delayed effect associated with the time in the military, which is usually in their younger years, probably in their 20s or whatever, 30s perhaps, is this now that we're understanding what the maybe a traumatic brain injury or sort of dealing with issues that have, you know, started in their service time and have now at this point reached ahead?
I think it can vary based on the individual veteran. I think for some people that can be a factor, as you mentioned, traumatic brain injury, substance abuse, post-traumatic stress, or depression. But for others, it's a complicated issue, and we don't fully understand all of the risk factors. I think what's important is to highlight for the audience that suicide is preventable, that there's hope out there, and there are many, many treatment options that people should reach out for.
Well, let's talk about where people can go to get more information, maybe to help themselves or help a loved one.
Absolutely. This BeThereForVeterans.com is the best resource. And when you go to this site, you'll see a number of other resources, things like the Veterans Crisis Line, and also some tips and some tools that that apply for veterans, family members, and really the general population as well.
Dr. Huff and Keita Franklin, thank you for joining us today and sharing and getting the word out about helping our veterans. Appreciate it.